Penguin Audio presents Bone Crossed by Patricia Briggs. Read by Lorelei King.
Chapter 1. I stared at my reflection in the mirror. I wasn't pretty, but my hair was thick and brushed my shoulders. My skin was darker on my arms and face than it was on the rest of my body. But at least, thanks to my Blackfoot father, I'd never be pasty pale. There were two stitches Samuel had put in the cut on my chin, and the bruise on my shoulder. Not extensive damage, considering I'd been fighting something that liked to eat children and had knocked out a werewolf. The dark thread looked from some angles like the legs of a shiny black spider. Aside from that slight damage, there was nothing wrong with my body. Karate and mechanicking kept me in good shape. My soul was a lot more battered than my body, but I couldn't see it in the mirror. Hopefully no one else could either. It was that invisible damage that left me afraid to leave the bathroom and face Adam, who waited in my bedroom. Though I knew with absolute certainty that Adam wouldn't do anything I didn't want him to do, and had wanted him to do for a long time. I could ask him to leave, to give me more time. I stared at the woman in the mirror, but all she did was stare back. I'd killed the man who'd raped me. Was I going to let him have this last victory? Let him destroy me as he'd intended?
Mercy.
Adam didn't have to raise his voice. He knew I could hear him. Careful, I told him as I left off mirror gazing and began pulling on clean underwear and an old t-shirt.